Hey guys, it's Livy again. Welcome to me versus my PMDD. It is, I do believe, Monday, May 6th? Yes, it's May 6th. Sorry about that. So, I'm just gonna take you through my day and tell you how I've been. Whew, let me tell you. Oh boy. So I woke up this morning, and for some odd reason, I just felt like it was very weird to wake up at 6 since I've been waking up at 10 all weekend. And it just felt odd, and I felt a little rushed, but I managed to gather everything I needed and head to school. And on the way there, I did hit up Julia quite a couple times to calm my nerves, and I genuinely woke up kind of happy. And, you know, that's rare. And I legit felt so nervous that I almost had to perform today for my color guard thing. I'll tell you about that when I get to it, but, like, it was, like, nerve-wracking. But thankfully, I had Julia, so we were good. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just really tired. Okay. So, eventually, I headed to school. And I ended up in first period and almost thought I had to take a president's test out of memory. So that would have been fun. Not really. But thankfully, that thing is tomorrow. Getting lit. I got lucky this time, to be honest. So, eventually, I made my way to second period. And, you know, I got punched in the butt by one of my friends who's in second period. So we walked there, chit-chatted about emotions. My friend Tiffany, yeah, that was her. So, basically, we walked into geometry. Everything was chill, and, obviously, that guy I thought had a crush on me definitely did not. He probably just wanted some pussy, but obviously, I'm not a person who would do that. You can't get me that easily, trust me. So walk up in there, and we finally learned the last thing we needed to do, and, like, thank God, because we have 2 weeks till we actually are out of school, which is actually kind of weird saying it out loud, because I've been focusing and working really hard to keep my emotions out of my work, and you know what I mean, because, you know, it's really hard with PMDD. It's went downhill. It's been a really crazy month, you know, learning new things about me and how to deal with it and how to actually get through it. Whew. Hold on, I'm sorry, I'm just really tired. So I went in the bathroom, hit up Julia, went back in there, and I got my study guide that I'm probably gonna have to do. It's gonna be really interesting, but not really. I have a test Wednesday for geometry, but it's gonna be easy because it's honestly, like, the simplest shit I've ever done in my entire life. It's weird because my parents never were good at geometry, but my mom was obsessed with math, and she still is, but she never loved geometry. I didn't like geometry, and yet I'm still able to do it perfectly and have an A in that class. And, yeah, that's surprising to me, too. And eventually, I left geometry, and I went to, what was it? I went to photography, but nothing really happened in there. I got a lot of compliments on my haircut this morning. Everyone loved it, and actually, I feel kind of confident. I love this haircut. It suits my face, and it has little curls on the end of it, and I miss having little curls on the end of my hair. And, so eventually we headed off to lunch, me and Cal, and so, sorry about that, my throat's a little dry, whew. So eventually I went to lunch, and I finally got to see Garrett, my gay best friend, because he was eventually off at championships last week, and he had a blast this weekend, and honestly I kind of wanted to go because he went to Disney World. But hey, beggars can't be choosers. I'll get to go next year, though. You know, it's all chill. And so we got to gossip, and I saw one of my friends, Bailey. And I, you know, asked her who she has a crush on this time. And of course, You know, okay, you know what? Screw it. You know that girl named B that I've been talking about? Yeah, her name's Bailey. Anyways, so Bailey basically, you know, she talks about her crushes 24/7. She has like 10 of them at one time. It's hard depending, you know, on which one we actually talk about. But like, she changes her mind a lot. I just hope one day she will stop changing her mind so damn much. Shit. For real. Anyways, so we went back to the table, we ate, and then I realized this week we have to stay and lead. We have a whole hour to eat, but it's cut in half this time. So seniors and juniors eat first half, and then as soon as 30 minutes are up, we have to go sit in a classroom for no reason. And they take roll. It's weird. And then the next half are these freshmen and the sophomores. And, you know, they do the same thing we do, but the first half. It's complicated. It's weird. But, I mean, all I did was sit there and enjoy my time and, you know, chill out. And then we moved on to English, which I took a fat nap in there again. And really did nothing. And, yeah, that was basically it. We really did nothing. So, moving on to forensics, I eventually got up there. We're given a choice on whether we want to start our project or not. And that shit's due Friday. We have to make a damn poster board about it. But thankfully, we don't have to present it or anything. Oof, my eyeballs itch. So does my nose. I just pet my cat. Sorry about that. Ugh. So anyways, eventually forensics got over with. It was really actually kind of boring. And then I went to Spanish, and that was just as boring because it's the same old shit, and we're not doing anything because exams are coming up, and they're only 20% of our 100% grade. So it doesn't really matter. And I have A's in all my classes except for one. But it's rising, actually, so I have a C in there. It's not that bad. And, truly been blessed by the gods, to be honest. God bless. And so, hold on. Ugh. So eventually I showed up in color guard, right? And we have these partner routines that we had about 2 weeks to work on, and like last year where we actually had like a month and a half to work on it. But my partner's name is Alyssa, and she's just so sweet. I love her. She is basically half of my childhood, and that's because she was in Girl Scouts with me. And so basically, we have this really good routine. We didn't present it today, luckily, because, you know, we have to pull out a tarp for that, but no majorette nor the dance team can perform on a tarp, apparently. It's just too hard, apparently. We all know that's a lie, but, you know, chill. But we set up a little time to practice after school, which worked out perfectly. So eventually I got home. I, you know, hit up Julia, did some of my homework. Then I went outside to practice my triple. And I, you know, I landed it. Eventually I landed a quad, which means a 4 on rifle. Score, go me. And eventually Alyssa arrived. We talked. We performed a little bit. And, you know, I brought her inside and showed her all my animals, and then, you know, gave her a drink of water because it's really hot out there during 3 o'clock for some reason. I don't know why. It's just really hot out there. And so we performed it two last times, and we actually did a really good job. And I mean, we actually scored this thing. It may have been shorter than most of the performances today, but ours is going to be really good. And for some reason, our band director likes to record these things, and honestly, I just feel nervous about that one thing. But I'll be fine. And anyways, so I ended up going back inside after she left and bonded with her, and, you know, I thanked her. You know, Alyssa's not coming back next year, and she's in my grade, so I'm gonna miss her, obviously. But I'm just glad we had this, you know, chance to hang out and be a part of a team together, you know? And, so, basically, I came inside, finished my homework, binge-watched Star vs. the Forces of Evil, and I am currently up to date. And I had a blast watching Call the Midwife with my mom. It's a really emotional show. You should go check it out. It's on Hulu, and there's, like, 6 seasons, so go binge-watch that. It's definitely a good series. It'll make you cry. And so, yeah, that was basically my day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I'll catch you tomorrow.